Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere. You get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You look for the Odyssey app, the big orange A. You download it. Once it's there, you look for WILK News Radio in the search. Favorite us, and that's it. You're done. You got us. You can listen anywhere, anytime. Plays seamlessly with your CarPlay and your phone in your car. And you don't have to worry about the signal anymore. Pure digital bliss. It's 5:11 here, 87 degrees, on this Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Weekend's almost over. Highlighting the big, beautiful breakup between Elon Musk and Donald Trump today since about 3 o'clock. That's been going on and getting worse and worse and worse. It's at a full DEFCON 1 blow-up at the current time. It's amazing how the left is – Elon Musk is the left's hero again. Just like that. Go figure. We'll see where it goes, though. We'll keep you updated if it continues. It looks like Trump made a post kind of taking the temperature down a little bit, but we'll see where it goes. One of the things that Trump did yesterday was he announced a travel ban and restrictions on 19 countries, which are set to go into effect on Monday. The ban is a repeat of an order in his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. I don't understand why there's confusion. There's a list of 19. If you're from those 19 countries, sorry, turn around. President Donald Trump on Wednesday resurrected a hallmark policy in his first term, announcing that citizens from 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from seven others would face restrictions. I wish it was eight others, because China should definitely be on this list. The ban takes effect Monday, just after midnight. A cushion that avoids the chaos that unfolded at airports nationwide when similar measures took effect with virtually no notice in 2017. Trump, who signaled plans for a new ban upon taking office in January, appears to be on the firmer ground this time after the Supreme Court sided with him the first time. I guarantee, even though the Supreme Court sided with him the first time, you'll have some district judge somewhere saying this is illegal, you can't do it. Yeah, they already said he could. Some, but not all, of the 12 countries also appear on the list of banned countries in Trump's first term. The new ban includes Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. There will be heightened restrictions on visitors from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. Again, I would like to see China added to that, and I think they've proven to us why they should be on there with heightened restrictions, right? Anyone who comes in from China or originated from China should have heightened restrictions. In a video released on social media, Trump tied the new ban to Sunday's terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, saying it underscored the dangers posed by some visitors who overstay their visas. The suspect in the attack was from Egypt, a country that is not on the restricted list. And this was brought up during a press conference today. And he said Egypt has taken proactive approaches to clamp down on terrorism and to clamp down on travel to the U.S. The person that was here who happened to be from Egypt had an expired U.S. visa issued by the Biden administration. So actually pretty good explanation where the mainstream media tried to say, well, you know, you're using that as an excuse, but that Egypt's not even on the list. All right. Well, the issue with this person who committed the Boulder attack, it was a overstayed visa and zero immigration enforcement under the Biden administration, where they kind of just looked the other way when that happened. And because of all the crying and screaming that, you know, we're going to go around and just collect random illegal immigrants that have no criminal background and deport them. No, we're focusing on criminals. This person was not on the high list to remove from the country until actually he set a dozen people on fire. Then he was. And now the courts jumped in and said his family should not be deported. And there's a court order actually preventing his family from being deported, all of which also have expired visas. But it was quickly pointed out that you're not taking or in any way their rights and privileges. You do not have a right or privilege to be. You do not have a right to be here. Your visa is expired. You're here illegally. Your freedom's not getting taken away. Your right to be here is not getting taken away. It's already been voided when your visa expired. So hopefully cooler heads prevailed. And it's just interesting. They say, well, you know, his daughter wants to be a doctor. You know, she came here for a better life and she wants to be a doctor. Well, I'm sure Egypt needs doctors too. Wish her all the best. She didn't commit a crime. Her father did. But she is here illegally. And thanks to your father bringing a microscope on your family, a spotlight, well, now you go back. Do not collect $200. Do not pass go and start over. And maybe you could start the process to come back legally. And hopefully we expand that process to where we expand the legal immigration pathways because now we're on our way to a secure border. And it's interesting when you talk about the secure border and what it's done. You've seen fentanyl deaths at an all-time low. You think that's by mistake? You've actually seen murders drop tremendously. Again, there's a different Department of Justice in town. There's a different aura around supporting law enforcement. There's a different aura around committing crimes or setting cities on fire. Or, I mean, even you're starting to see today, you saw the pushback against ICE and immigration in Minneapolis. You know, they started, there was a big almost riot. I say almost riot because the police were allowed to do what police do, defend themselves and protect the public. So when the people started getting all crazy and blocking and pushing law enforcement, well, they were thrown to the ground and arrested. They were pushed out of the way for violating the law. That's what should happen when you do this. Zero tolerance. And this way others look at it and say, well, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to get away with it. That's the problem that's been all along. And we've seen that from the Baltimore Freddie Gray, where the mayor of the city said, let them riot and burn a little and then let them get it out of their system. We saw how that worked out, right? And then we saw it in after the George Floyd instances, then the total made-up Michael Brown instance. No, zero tolerance. It will not be tolerated. You have a different Department of Justice. You have different attorney generals in town, and they're not going to put up with it. You might have your local district attorney or such. Well, then we'll just charge federally, especially when there's federal officers involved. So, yeah, they're starting to get a little riled up in Minneapolis when the ICE had a raid. But it'll be tolerated. It won't be tolerated, and it'll be dealt with swiftly. That's what I've been told from the people in charge of directing ICE and immigration. But these countries are a good start that are on this list from not coming in and heightened restrictions. Again, I think it's a huge mistake that China's not on this list. I think this agroterrorism from this Chinese researcher at the University of Michigan should be in the forefront. Thankfully, media is covering it more and more, but you did hear it first earlier in the week. And then it started to catch on, and now it's starting to dwindle a little bit. And last night, after I left this show on my way home, I heard that this woman was caught doing this a year ago. The very same thing, trying to do it. And was left here? Was allowed to continue research here? How is that possible? Well, I'll tell you why it's possible. Who was in charge a year ago? Yep, you know. We know. And I don't think the depth of the devastation that it would have caused if this was truly an agroterrorism attack or the startings of one. If they're in the development of, you know, taking out our cereal grain system, it literally is crippling to the American economy in more ways than one. And we went through them yesterday from all the things that it creates food-wise, from the livestock it feeds, from the poisoning of the livestock that it would cause to our distilleries and whiskeys and vodkas and spirits and beer, you know, barley, wheat, and such like that, to ethanol and everything else. It just would have been devastating. So this is a great list. I agree with everyone on there. The list, as far as the nations go, the Supreme Court has already said that this is in the president's authority to do this, so it shouldn't be an issue there. I would have liked to seen China on this list. I think it's pretty clear-cut that China is an existential threat. Their intentions are a threat. Their motives are a threat. And after COVID, we should proceed with caution rather than leniency. And now you have this person who pledged allegiance to the CCP just in January in a written document as a Chinese citizen here doing work, research work, and is caught not only once but twice trying to get in this nefarious fungus that would have devastated our cereal crops. I can't say enough how much this is a danger. This is the equivalent to sabotaging our power grid. This is the equivalent to even more so of a COVID. This would have caused more devastation in America than COVID-19 did. Those are the breakdowns. Those are the intelligence reports. Those are the financial economic breakdowns that I've seen. Could we live through, even if it was equal to COVID economically, again? And then you talk about the devastation to our food supply, our livestock, and everything else. It's just crippling. It would have been crippling. And the mere fact that it's not like, whoa, this was like dropping a, you know, an agro-terrorism bomb on the middle of America, and it's really not being touted as that, is beyond me. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 526, 87 degrees on this Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Something you haven't heard in any of the news breaks, or you figure the mainstream media or anything like that, but Israel says it's recovered the bodies of U.S.-Israeli couple Judy Weinstein and Gadi Hagi, who had ties to New York from the Gaza Strip. The bodies of the two elderly U.S.-Israeli hostages who had deep ties to New York and were abducted by Hamas during the October 7th, 2023 attack have been recovered over a year after they were confirmed to have been killed in captivity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the remains of Judy Weinstein, 70, and Gadi Hagi, 73, were recovered during a special operation conducted by Israel's internal security agency, Shin Bet, and Israeli troops in the Gaza Strip. Together with all the citizens of Israel, my wife and I extend our heartfelt condolences to the dear families. Our hearts ache for the most terrible loss. May their memory be blessed, Netanyahu announced on X on Thursday. The heart grieves for the most terrible loss. May their memories be blessed. Netanyahu thanked the fighters and commanders for the successful execution of bringing their bodies home, and vowed to not rest or be silent until we bring all the captives home, living and the dead alike. The couple's families said the return is painful and heartbreaking, yet it also brings healing to our uncertainty. Their return reminds us that all is at state duties to bring everyone home, so that we, the families together with all the people of Israel, can begin to process the healing and recovery, the Weinstein and Hagee's families said in a statement through the Hostages and Missing Persons Family Forum. The families pleaded with decision makers to do everything necessary to reach an agreement that will return all 56 remaining hostages, the living and rehabilitation of the murdered and the murdered in the for burial. There is no need to wait another 608 antagonizing days for this. The mission can be complete as early as tomorrow morning. This is the majority of Israel people want, they wrote. Now, they were obviously aware that their loved ones were killed, but when the bodies have not returned or recovered. Now, these are U.S.-Israeli citizens, dual citizens. You would think the mainstream media would talk a little bit about more of their return, their recovery to their families. Weinstein and Hagee were among 251 hostages abducted when Hamas terrorists launched a coordinated attack on Israel on October 7th. Again, this is a 70 and 73-year-old women.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple were taken in the early morning, taking an early morning walk near their homes at the Kitzbut, about 4 miles from the Gaza border, when armed Hamas terrorists on motorcycles ambushed them. Shortly before the couple was taken hostage, Weinstein managed to call one of her neighbors for help, saying that she'd been shot in the arm and was wounded in the face. But her companion was shot in the head. Weinstein, a retired English teacher who worked with special needs children, that sent a text message to her daughter in Singapore to inform her what was happening. Well, they've finally been returned thanks to the special operations of the Israeli forces. It's 5:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 5:35, 87 degrees on this Thursday, June 5th. Let me go to the phone now. We have Rich from Laughlin. Rich, how are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for taking the call and keeping us up to date on the Navy. As you're probably aware, I did put a complaint in to the state about the gas caps.
I did get your letter. It was some good work there done that. Yeah. Do you have any update on what they kind of cursory sent you?
No, the thing that annoyed me is I did go into depth, as you know, and I explained how people are paying for a gas cap on a car that doesn't exist no more. And they told me, I put it in as a general complaint, and the only thing I got back was it had to go in as a consumer complaint. I actually sent back to the guy, I said, how is this a consumer complaint against the state? I said, this isn't a vinyl siding problem, you know? But they haven't gotten back to me yet, the Attorney General, Mr. Sunday, and I was hoping he would have. So we're at loggerheads right now, Rob. I don't think, well, I'm hoping we still hear something, but I don't understand how they could not answer back because people are paying for something they're not getting, and that would be something the state would jump on. If it was something like vinyl siding or cement work or something, and they're just not doing it. And people are going on paying for a gas cap that they no longer have on their car, you know?
Yeah, it's the inspection fee when you get your inspection to test your gas cap to make sure it's not leaking emissions. Could it be because the state gets a piece of that tax and they really don't
want
to look that?
Rob, the state is desperate. They look for pennies where the kids are throwing them. I said, you could give the state $1 million bills, and you'll never see it. It'll be gone in seconds. The in all fairness, we don't have the largest highway system, but we have a massive. We're about maybe fourth in the country. You know, you're 440 miles from here to Pittsburgh, and the state still takes care of the Route 11s in the right in front of your studio there. So there is a lot of work, and they're always desperate for money, but still, the law should prevail regardless of what the state has to do. I'm not an attorney, but I wish I was at times, you know. So we'll see. I'm going to talk to a couple of local representatives and see and tell them what happened or didn't happen and see where that goes, you know?
That would be your best bet to start there, because I think they will get a more solid answer. I mean, the letter you got basically was, thank you for contacting us. We'll look into it type thing.
Rob, I have one more
question.
Which
doesn't answer anything.
Maybe
go ahead.
Maybe you could answer this. And I think I have the answer, but when the aircraft carrier comes in, if I jet day over to the Navy here, why do they take all the aircraft off and put them on land instead of keeping maybe a third of them on the ship for a fast response? Is that because of maybe a fire or something?
Well, the ship is now going to be maintenance is taking place, so they're going to be taking apart the deck of the ship and everything like that. But one of the things is they cannot launch aircraft while the ship is parked. You know, they can only launch aircraft when the ship is at sea moving. That's why when it goes through places like the Suez Canal, when it goes through the Panama Canal, when these ships are going through canals, they're extremely vulnerable because they do have helicopter protection. There are aircraft above patrolling, but the aircraft carrier itself cannot recover or launch aircraft for a couple of reasons. A, because of noise and because bridges and close to shore. But aircraft carriers can only land and recover aircraft if it's moving.
Hi, Rob. Listen, I'm going to have a complaint coming in. I'm helping a friend out, though. I'll be sending it to you for the attorney. I don't know if I'll get it tonight. But listen, thank you for your help and all the things you bring out to us. I love the report from the captain you just had. That was very interesting, you know?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to have retired Rear Admiral Paul Becker to talk about the intelligence factors of the Battle of Midway. So, make sure you stay tuned tomorrow at 4 o'clock as well.
All right. Thanks for all you do, Rob. We're grateful. Right. Bye-bye. Have
Thanks,
a good
Rich.
Night.
Thanks. And listen, it's a good thing he's doing there. It's something small, but it's not small. It affects us all. It's you know, when you get your car, your emissions done on your vehicle, if you live in a county that has emissions, they're not only checking your vehicle for any malfunctions or such like that, making sure everything's operational, but they're checking your gas cap. Most cars today don't have gas caps, so why are we still being charged for that? And that was his complaint to the state, and basically he gave me a copy of the letter that said, you know, thank you for contacting us, we'll look into it, and that was pretty much it. So that's not the answer, though. If there's an answer, there's an internal shut off flap that would still needs to be checked. Make something up, at least. Just don't say thanks for hearing from us. So hopefully an elected official can get a better answer to where they could figure it out. It's coming up on 5:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 Traffic and Weather Together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:46 here on this Thursday, June 5th, 2025. Somebody said, most cars don't have gas caps. I would imagine electric cars don't, but since when do most cars not have gas caps? None of my cars have gas caps. Just saying. That's the text message I got in. I guess it's surprising to this person that cars don't have gas caps. Again, none of my cars have gas caps. My old one does. My 81 Corvette has a gas cap. It's in the middle, in the back, behind the rear window. But other than that, a couple of my past new cars didn't have gas caps. I don't believe Fords new Fords have gas caps. My F-150 didn't have a gas cap. Some cars still do, don't get me wrong. It's not all cars. How do you put gas in? They have gas. It's the hole's there. There's just no cap on it. You don't have to unscrew anything. You just stick the gas nozzle into the flap where the gas tank is, the hole that puts gas in. But there's no cap anymore. Just look at a text message coming in. It surprises somebody that some cars don't have gas caps. They have gas where you put gas in. There's just no gas cap that you twist and it clicks and you unscrew it. It's just usually a metal flap that you stick the nozzle in and that's it. You open it up. So I saw this, and it's misleading if you see it. Now, the headline where I saw it's a video that spans from 1930 to 2024. And it says how people spent their time from 1930 to 1924. Well, I looked into this to make sure it was accurate, because that's what I do for you before I bring something to you. And this is not accurate. It's not how people spent their time. Well, it is in an essence. It's how people socialized. So it's just not how they're spending. It's not their total time. It's just how were they social with people? How did they socialize? And it goes from 1930 to 1924. Now, obviously, there was no online way to be in 1930. So I picked a couple of dates. And I'm going to start with 1976. I figured that was a good area to start with. How did people socialize? Well, with friends, 26.3% of the time. Family, 15.76% of the time. At a bar or restaurant, 14.3% of the time. With coworkers, 13.7% of the time. At school, 11.6% of the time. With neighbors, 6.7% of the time. At college, now I would imagine school would be K through 12, where college is just that, college, 6.9%. Again, 1976, there was a percentage of people that went to college, but not a whole lot. Church, 5.5%. Online, zero. Again, online really didn't exist in 1976. Well, then you jump to 2000. Friends is still up there. Friends even increased. 27.5% friends you socialized with. Coworkers, 15.4%. Bars or restaurants still up there, 12.8% of the time. Family dropped from number two in 1976 to number four, 11.3% of the time. School, 8.3%. College, 8.2% of the time. So college took a big jump up there. Neighbors stayed about the same. Neighbors were 6.7% of the time in 76. In 2000, neighbors were 6.6%. Church, 5.4% of the time. And online, again, 2000, online, 4.8% of the time. You jump to 2024, and this is something we all truly need to look into. This is how you spend your time. Socializing, whatever. Online, 60.8% of the time. Friends drop down to 13.8% of the time. Coworkers, 8.5% of the time, because listen, we're all still working, right? Bars or restaurants went from 14% in 1976 to just under 13% in 2000, went down to 4.9% in 2024. Family dropped all the way down to 4.5% of the time. School, 3.3% of the time. No one's socializing or hanging out with anyone from school anymore, I guess. Church, cut in half to 2.1% of the time. Neighbors, it appears that we don't like our neighbors anymore, 1.3% of the time. And college, 0.74% of the time. Literally, we are spending our time in socializing almost totally, 60.8% of the time, online. Friends went from 27.5% of the time in 2000 to 13.8% of the time in 2024. We have truly blocked out the entire world, almost, for these little supercomputers in our hands. These phones, these computers. People are socializing online. Now, socializing and everything online, this probably includes Zoom, FaceTime. Obviously, you have text message and stuff like that. But this is, how do you socialize? How do you, you know, what do you do with your time? How do you spend your time? How do you socialize? We used to do it with friends, family. I mean, you go back to 1976. You go back to 1976. Friends, 26.3% of the time. Family, 15.8% of the time. Then coworkers, bar, restaurants superseded family in 2000. Friends increased a little bit, went from 26 to 27%. But then 2024, friends drop all the way down to 13.8% and families down to 4.52%. Church, 2.12%. It was 5.14% in 2000, and church was 5.5% in 1976. So it's held steady until recently. But online has dominated everything. It's how we socialize, how we interact with one another, how you hang out. Everything's done online now. How you spend your time and socialize online. That's scary. I mean, that creates and shows us a whole world of problems. A whole world of problems, because it's why people can't interact with one another. We've seen the issue kind of on a microscopic scale with COVID, where you had children who, when they came back to school after the 2 years lockdown, didn't know how to interact with one another. They had behavior issues in the school. They didn't know how to share. They didn't know how to deal with a group environment. Adults are not far off of that. If you've talked to anyone in corporations or businesses that hires people on a regular basis, I hear it constantly. You know, I do coaching for a bunch of entities and talk to them about, you know, teamwork and leadership and such like that. And to hear the lack of eye contact, the lack of social skills with new employees coming in. I mean, college is down to 0.74. That's how they socialize or spend their time, you know, with others. It's basically they're going to class and doing what? Sitting there taking notes or recording and then leaving. You're gone. You're out of there. I mean, I didn't, you know, I was kind of straightforward in school myself, to where I wasn't there to make friends. I was there to get an education. You know, there was also very large schools where, you know, you kind of hung out with your friends and family at home. You know, I didn't really hang out at college for anything. I went there to school and I was gone. I didn't stay at college. I was a commuter. But it just goes to show that with all the information at our fingertips, with everything we have to be more interactive, to be more social, to be more intelligent with one another, it has done the total opposite. And I think AI is going to make this even worse. AI is going to amplify this to a place to where a lot of people won't even ask anything to anyone. You know, you'll have kids that won't come into their parents' room and say, hey, you know, how does this work? Or how do you do this? Or how do you do that? You know, in the past where, you know, you'd have, you know, your teenager come up to you and say, hey, how do you change the brakes on the car? How do you change oil? You know, you go to YouTube now. They don't have to ask these questions. There's no interaction there. There's no back and forth. There's no bonding. And this could go for anything. You'll have them just ask AI. How do I do this? How do I do that? You know, what's this? What's this? What's that? Rather than that interaction, going to your big brother or your big sister, going to a, you know, an older cousin, going to your parents or your aunts or uncles or asking, or your grandparents and asking how things, you know, were. You know, I remember vividly, you know, talking to my grandparents about things. You know, my grandfather was the watchman American Museum of Natural History in New York City, like back in the 50s, 40s and 50s. Literally the night at the museum guy. Great stories, unbelievable tales of things. And, did that have an impact on my law enforcement career? I don't know. But I remember it to this day like it was yesterday, those conversations. So it did have an impact. It did stick. We're losing that. And this graph going from 1930 to 2024 shows it. It's 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Thursday, June 5th, 2025. 83 degrees. So the temperature's coming down. I would suspect that means the clouds are coming or the rain's moving in. Because it has dropped a couple of degrees in the past, in the last half hour. But we'll be here tomorrow. Friday is here. The week is almost done, and we'll get through it together. God bless, be safe, and I will see you tomorrow.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.